So getting quality sleep is as important to you being healthy as a balanced diet or even regular exercise. Like we always think we got to eat right, we've got to exercise, but really sleep is the most important thing. And if you're not sleeping your best, it's probably time to replace your mattress. At a Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts to you for just right comfort every night. You know, does your bed do that now? The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside lets you track your sleep, gives you personal insights. You can see how life affects your sleep and how sleep affects your life. My sleep number is a 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the high 80s, but that changes, and I always know and can look at it and change my life depending on how I sleep. Go into a Sleep Number store and see the difference. Save $400 on their most popular P5 queen mattress right now. You'll only find a Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. And when you go in, tell them you heard it on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
This restaurant in Pennsylvania is giving discounts to families who sit down at dinner and don't pull their phones out.
I like it.
I don't know how it makes the news. Like, also, what's the problem with phones?
Well, they're just encouraging family time. It's an incentive to say, like, hey, we want you to take it old school. Put the phones away. Have a real conversation. Stuff like that.
If there was something to really converse about, I think they would be. Eddie, you're a parent. You have kids. Go ahead.
Like, I love the idea of family time and all of us just sitting around talking about things, but it's just not realistic with the kids right now. Sometimes it is. It's rare. So it's much easier to pull the phone out and just have them play on it while you eat. And my wife and I can have a good dinner and talk about things, her and I.
Well, you can do that. You just won't get the discount.
That's,
you do you.
No, that's true.
That's true.
They've set up family recharging stations. You drop your phone into a basket.
Oh, I don't give it
away.
Oh,
now she doesn't.
Yeah. You just keep your phone in your pocket.
The server brings over an old-fashioned tic-tac-toe and pencils.
Cute.
What?
And then you talk and you play tic-tac-toe.
Love it.
That's boring.
Right. What?
Right? Oh, tic-tac-toe is so fun.
Wait,
yeah.
For like a minute?
Yeah.
No, are you kidding me?
Okay, you play tic-tac-toe for like 30 minutes.
Okay, who am I going to play against?
Wait, there are so many levels of this conversation that just went weird.
It's true.
First of all, I don't like people that are like, phones are terrible. We do more communicating than we ever did in our whole life because of phones. We're talking to more people ever because of phones. We're texting. It doesn't matter how you communicate. It doesn't matter if it's sign language, you're talking human language, you're tuning your fingers, you're texting buttons.
Nothing beats face-to-face
communication. You say that. That's not true. Yeah, that's just not true. Secondly, I can't believe Lunchbox is passionate about tic-tac-toe.
So weird.
Are you good?
I wouldn't say I'm good, but I would say I'm almost savant.
Wait, that's good.
That's good. That
okay.
would be good.
I don't even think
that's
you know
great.
Savant
is great. So I'd say I'm up there, but I'm not great.
Well, that's good.
Huh. I'm so confused by what he's saying.
I tried to use Savant and it didn't work.
It didn't. And it confused all of us.
Let's just put it that way. But yes, I like tic-tac-toe. When you sit down and there's paper and there's tic-tac-toe, it is fun to play.
Okay. Is Amy going to learn a lot of things when her kids get here? She had all these ideas about parenting and then...
Oh, yeah. The ideas like sound great until it's finally time to do it. Ooh, you just change your mind. It happens.
Okay.
You go with what's easier in life.
Listen, I'm going to be all about the family. Listen, I didn't grow up having dinner around the table with my family. My husband did, and he's pretty adamant that we're going to have mealtime, dinner, table, all together, eat like a family. I'm like...
People always talk about good old days. I never sat with my family and talked
me
on the phone.
Neither.
I was in the back of the cereal box drawing away.
Yeah, me too.
But I want
with no family around. Those are the good old days. Yeah.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This guy is 87 years old, named Harold. He's donated 32 gallons of blood through the American Red Cross over the last 60 years.
Wow.
A lot of blood.
Woo!
And they've honored him with the Lifetime of Giving Award. He started donating when he was 21 years old, and he goes to get blood all the time, as much as possible.
That's awesome.
And 32 gallons of blood later. Holy cow.
Oh, man, that's a lot of blood.
I had to give blood recently.
How'd it go?
Not good, because they couldn't find my vein. Like, remember, I could have tiny veins.
Oh, yeah, tiny veins.
Tiny, yeah.
And like they said that, she was like, oh, look at your little veins.
They're so cute.
Look at your cute little veins. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear how manly my veins are. Even if you have to lie. It's like they're so big, we can't find the right spot in them. You're just so veiny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. Anyway, I see you, Harold. That's awesome, buddy. 87 years old. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in California. Police are searching for a car surfing daredevil. He climbed out of the window, then held onto the side of the vehicle going 60 miles an hour. Videos online. Any info, contact authorities. In Australia, a cyclone ripped off the roofs of multiple homes and sent boats onto dry land. Over 60,000 are without power. And finally, officials are saying that the missing teen and the ex-teacher may be in Mexico. He's driving a silver Nissan Rogue with Tennessee license plates. Look for that. Rewards $1,000. Any information, contact authorities.
Luke Bryan in later. About an hour and a half or so. So Luke will come in.
Fast.
Yeah.
That's the kind of car you want to drive when you're 16 fast.
Would you rather have more money or more time? Let's go around the room. More money or more time?
Time with what?
Just time to do whatever you want. More money or more time? Amy.
More time.
Why?
Because I can use it quality time, and if you have more time, you can make a little more money.
Do you feel like, though, you don't have enough quality time? Like, for what are you missing out on right now?
Well, I mean, do I get more time in my life? Like, I love having
you get
more time.
That's the question. You get more money or more time?
Yeah, time.
For what?
I mean, I guess I'm looking at it as, like, I get to, my brain instantly went to, like, I get more time, so I'm living longer.
You know what? You can interpret it however you want.
That's how I'm seeing it.
Lunchbox, more money or more time?
More money. More money.
What are you going to do with more money?
Go do whatever I want.
But you need time.
No, because I won't have to work as hard because I'll have more money.
Yeah, more money and more time. Okay.
More money gives you more options to do cool things.
All right, put you both up against the screws there for your answer.
Yeah,
Eddie?
Why?
I'm with Lunchbox. More money. I mean, we have time. The more money you
have time.
Listen, the more money you have, the less time you need.
Exactly. Is that true?
That's right.
Wait.
Like, I would think if you were like a parent and you had work and kids and stuff, you'd
more time.
More time.
Sure.
Like,
but we can do funner stuff with money.
Disney.
Disney. Dude, I went to Disney. It's expensive,
I
man.
I know. We need money.
I would go time because I would just spend that time doing extra stuff, like writing extra books and making more money.
Oh, dang.
It's like the genie in Wishes for me. It's like, yeah. I mean, wishes? You get three wishes? First wish, more wishes. Yes. So, yeah, that's what I would do. I just wonder, when you said more time, I wonder what you would do with it.
Oh, well, I sort of said exactly what you said. I said, if I had more time, I could make more money. That
but
solves
how?
The money problem.
Because I would write another book. I would write another book immediately. That's what I would do with my
time. Okay, you write books. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Wednesday's positivity right now. Well, tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Fellow runners, literally carry their competitor across the finish line at a Philadelphia marathon event. It was the Love Run. A group of runners showed what compassion is all about. There was an exhausted fellow runner near the finish line, and there's footage of it. She is struggling, and these two other people come in. They're all fighting for times, and this is like pretty close to the front of the race, and they stop, and they like put her arms over, and they all come across together.
Love that.
And they, Lunchbox didn't like those kind of stories.
No.
Don't ruin it. Tell me something good.
But he's got this, like, look on his face.
I'm okay with it if you're not trying to win. If you're going for first place or, you know, you got to get it there yourself. But you're the back of the pack and you're not playing for anything, that's fine. Help them. None of you guys are winners. You're all losers. You're not going to win anyway.
Okay,
so.
All right. Tell me something good. Amy, go ahead.
Okay. Listen to this. After living their whole lives with no running water or electricity in their home, an elderly couple in Hawaii got an incredible gift from their granddaughter. Their 29-year-old granddaughter bought them a new house. First house they've ever been in with, like I said, electricity and running water.
Wow.
Yeah. They've just been living in Hawaii off the land.
Wow. Lunchbox.
There's a 6-year-old kid. He lives in Atlanta. He's a huge Golden State Warriors fan, and his mom said, if you work really hard in school, I'll buy you 2 tickets so you can go see the Warriors in person. So she buys them, goes, they're fake tickets.
Oh, no.
So the Warriors find out about it, and they fly him and the mom out to Oakland, and they get to meet Steph Curry, the coach, and see a game in person.
That's cool. Man, nice job, Golden State. That's good. See, that's the good news. That's positivity here.
Bobby Bones.
I was listening to our producer Raymond do the news earlier. I've been following this story about this missing teen and this ex-teacher. And so, are you watching the news with this?
Yeah.
They're saying stop calling it a romance because people are calling it a romance because they left together. Mm. How old is she?
15.
Oh, and he's old.
Yeah, I think he's 50.
Wow.
So, at first, I think they thought maybe he abducted her, and now they know they ran off together. And now they may be in Mexico, according to Raymond in the news this morning.
Yeah, I feel like they always knew they ran off together because she got dropped off at a restaurant and he was pumping gas at a gas station down the road and ended up, they think, picking her up. So they knew that from the beginning. So I don't understand why they say they didn't run off to get, like, I don't get their wording.
Well, maybe because he's 50 and she's 15 and he can manipulate her.
Right. But as supposedly he lied and told all the kids, like, he used to be in, like, the CIA and the FBI, and he did all these crazy missions. And
oh, my goodness.
Well, you say you got attacked by a shark and got trapped in a closet.
No, I did.
And, right, they're not the same.
Well, I know, but they're saying that these students were like, man, this dude's amazing. Like, he did all this cool stuff, and he has all this back history, and, like, his wife has been on the news saying, just come home. And
oh, no, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I saw the guy who's doing car surfing. Ray was talking about too. Did you guys see this?
Yeah,
I saw him on the news. He's like, I don't. People don't even know what Teen Wolf is. Do you guys know what Remember Teen Wolf style?
Of course, Styles on the roof.
Styles would drive, and Teen Wolf would be on the roof.
Yeah,
people don't know what that is.
This guy was going like 60 miles per hour though. That's fast.
It's dangerous.
Here, to get better sleep, don't wear socks to bed. It heats your body up. Number two, have a light comforter so you don't want to sweat when you sleep. Three, switch to linen sheets. People who sleep on linen sheets fall asleep faster. I just don't sleep very well. I was talking last night to Lindsay. I was like, I don't go to sleep because she falls asleep in like 10 seconds, and it takes me like 8 hours to fall asleep. Part of it's because I think there's just a lot of things happening in that, like dog and human and another human and just
all. Oh, lots of things happening in your bed.
We stay up late and talk.
Yeah.
Oh, that's annoying.
Like, it's just like, I like talking. I don't like waking up in the morning after we talk. Bobby Bones
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
Maren Morris cut all her hair off. She posted a photo of her new do on Instagram with the caption, "New woman." She followed that with a post on Twitter saying, "What do I do with all my hair ties? # short hair problems." If you want to check it out, you can go to BobbyBones.com. So it looks like NBC is in a bidding war with Fox to revive American Idol. I know Fox canceled the show 10 months ago, but supposedly they never gave up on it. And NBC's like, we know we have The Voice, but we want Idol to kind of share the year with The Voice as well. And they both want Ryan Seacrest back as the host.
It's like canceling it was giving up on it.
Nope. I guess they didn't. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Jersey. A 32-year-old woman got busted trying to pull an old lunchbox trick.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
She went and got a meal. Halfway through the meal, she pulls out some of her own hair, sticks it in the food, complains, "Hey, need this meal free. There's some hair in it." They go, "All right, let's go to the tape."
Oh, wow.
They review the security tape, and they see her putting her own hair in the food.
Oh, that's called the old lunchbox, huh?
You do that?
I used to do that.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Like in high school, I'd at my lunch, eat it, and then put a hair in it, get another free tray.
Oh,
did that numerous times.
Did you ever go to the tape?
No. They're in high school. They don't have tape in the cafeteria. But I did it at restaurants, too. But not anymore. I'm not proud of it, okay? I'm Lunchbox. It's your bonehead story of the day.
He calls it the old lunchbox and then goes, "I'm not proud of it."
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go check the tote board now. How long was Lunchbox's nap yesterday? Oh.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. It was an hour and 43 minutes.
Wow. Look at that. Yeah. Wow. Is your girlfriend... Is your wife's sister still here?
No, she left last night? Yeah, she gone.
Are you happy she's gone?
Yeah, it's peaceful now.
Were they entertaining themselves, or were you kind of having to do some of it?
I had to do some of it. I felt like I had to, let's go do this and throw out some ideas and act like I was interested in doing things, and now I can sit back, relax, and we can get back to our routine and just the wife and I, and it's tough to entertain someone for 4 or 5 days.
What were you doing in the day? Like, you'd go from work at 11 noon, and then she would be there.
Yeah, and I would... We'd go to lunch, hang out, watch some TV, and then I'd sneak off to take a nap.
Did you ever feel like she thought you were making a move on her like you thought?
No, I think she got the hint when the first day when she showed up, I was like, "All right, we're going to go to lunch, and then I'm going to take a nap. I'll leave you on the couch." Like, I didn't invite her to nap or anything.
Oh, that was a thought in your mind?
No, I thought, I didn't want her to think, and I never know, she could have been sitting in my room watching me nap, but I don't think she was.
So the wife's sister's now gone.
She gone.
You're done? Okay, yeah.
She gone.
You're done entertaining.
Done.
And you're happy she's gone.
I'm gone.
All right. Let's all get out of our system. This will be the last day that I'm allowing any of these bits, but I haven't heard this bit yet, Amy. I don't know if it's good or not. I don't know if it's funny, but what is it not?
Well, I kind of saw it remixing a little bit different. We had creative differences, me and Raymond, producer Raymond.
Oh, okay. Let me explain what happened here. So my girlfriend put out a record, and there's a song on it called Waiting on You. And I think the song's really great. And she admitted to some Canadian DJ that it's about me. Okay? She never admitted it in our air, but she admitted to him.
Right away, too.
Yeah, well, he asked her about it, and so this is this.
One final question, okay? And you've probably been bugged about this for the past couple of weeks, and you're probably going to laugh when I ask you this, but your song, Waiting on You.
Yeah.
Is Bobby Bones the bottle rocket?
He is.
Yes, I kind of figured that.
I will come out and say it.
All right.
It sounds like it's freeing for her to just say it.
Oh, yeah. This is a song here, Waiting on You. Now, Amy did something called Bottle Rocket Remix. I've not heard. I do not know if it's funny. Let's get it out of our system. Because also, Lunchbox and Mike D sent in a game called Who Is the Song About? In honor of this same thing. So,
oh, yeah. Good. Hey. That's a good game.
Mike D sent in a lot of
wow.
questions. And Lunchbox just goes, let's just play it with no questions. Like, it's a difference in how people, like, submit ideas, by the way.
Well, because Lunchbox wants to play. If
exactly.
he makes the game, he can't play.
Nah,
I know that.
Nah.
I feel
that's
Lunchbox.
Exactly how it went, because I'm the one that came up with the game.
Yeah. No, Mike D came up with the game and then wrote the whole game, too.
Well, I sent him, and I said, hey, can you help me out, because I'd like to play.
I didn't know this.
Here's the game.
Mike D, is this true? Lunchbox sent you the idea, and then you...
Yeah, he sent me the idea for it.
Look at that.
Thank you.
Right. He didn't say that.
No, I didn't. He didn't need to. I didn't think he needed to. I just thought
it was teamwork.
People yeah.
trying to steal your credit.
That's how we work around here.
That's
teamwork.
Not true. You no. guys throw each other under the bus all the time. Eddie's throwing you under the bus in about one segment, by the way.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to talk about teamwork. He's going to tell on you. I'm just going to tell you right now. In like one segment, he's going to rat on you about something completely different.
Okay, yeah. And I'm all about teamwork, but once you started giving my D credit, I wanted to step up and say, no, okay. I came up with that idea. I texted him yesterday, and I was like, hey, that way I can play the game. So, I mean, it's teamwork because I appreciate it. Mike D, thank you. It wouldn't have got made without you because I wouldn't have been able to play.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to get to this one clip here.
I hate you, Eddie.
I mean, you don't have to rush to get to it. But.
This is what Amy calls the Bottle Rocket Remix.
Like, radio stations can start playing this.
Oh, I've not heard this before, okay? Oh, boy.
I know.
Is Bobby Bones the Bottle Rocket?
Yeah.
Bottle Rocket.
He is.
Oh, my. This is not.
Wait,
it's 44 seconds long. I'm not playing. This reminds me of Honk for Hillary for Trump.
Yes, it's been
no,
a place.
It is not. That is not true. This is a remix. It's when, like, you know.
Hold on.
You know Jerry Maguire in the song?
Okay, hold on.
Is Bobby Bones the Bottle Rocket?
Yeah.
Bottle Rocket.
He is.
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yes. Right there, I wanted more Bobby, but that's where I had creative differences.
Are you
with my
Calvin
producer.
Harris? I mean,
yeah, but did you hear the? Yeah.
I hope you get a note from the boss.
No. It's good. Stations can, you know, implement that into their rotation.
This is not even, no.
It's not even a song.
No. Okay.
E for effort.
Ew.
I mean, she tried.
What? You can't effort.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You can effort.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No.
She tried,
hey,
dude.
Hey, Amy, sometimes you swing and miss. Trust me. I've been there a lot.
Oh, okay. Honk for Hillary.
Oh, wow. Okay, hold on.
Toot for Trump.
Everyone on the show tries to get on the air by telling secrets about the other people. But sometimes I'm like, that's over the line. I can't share that. But just know that you're all ratting each other out to me.
Oh, I thought this was more of a public service announcement.
No, but go ahead. Eddie wants to tell him Lunchbox because he saw Lunchbox doing something yesterday that he shouldn't have been doing.
I was shocked. We were driving into work together and I was behind him and I don't think he realized it, but I saw him pull over to the dumpster at work. Reach into his car, grab a big garbage bag, and throw it in the work dumpster before he parked and came into work.
There's nothing.
Things.
Right, so that's what I thought.
You think he's bringing trash
in? Well, I was like, there's nothing wrong with that, right? I did this like years ago at my old job, and I got in so much trouble. The boss said, look, we pay for that. That's not your personal dumpster. You can't throw your own stuff in there. So I'm here to tell Lunchbox, dude, the company pays for that. That's not your dumpster.
I heard there's multiple bags, too, from other people, that you use this dumpster as like your home garbage.
Oh, boy.
I use it all the time. All the time. And I used to, I've improved my method because I used to sometimes forget it in the back seat and I'd go out after work and my car would stink.
Oh. Especially if it's hot.
And so now I put my computer in the back seat. So if I forget, when I go to get my computer out, I see the trash bag. I'm like, oh, dumpster. So yeah, it's just right there. It's on the way to work. Convenient. Whoop. Toss it in.
Sometimes so you bring your garbage from home and throw it away at work.
Yeah.
In the dumpster.
Yeah. Yes, what's wrong with your garbage at home? Is it full or what's the deal?
Well, no, I've been thinking about, I've talked about it with the wife, maybe canceling the trash service.
What?
See, this is
what I'm
talking
about. So you
don't
have to pay for it, so you can just use work.
Right. You have dumpsters here at work, so why pay for it at home? So we haven't got to that level yet, but we're leaning that way.
Beta stage right now?
Yes.
Testing it?
Developmental.
Yeah. All right. You got a tweet from Deanne Wallace 07. It says, hey, Bobby, I adore you, but I cringe every time I hear the LifeLock commercial. Because you mispronounce applicable. Now, this is just a pronunciation thing. I don't say applicable. I say applicable.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I'm assuming, and listen, I mispronounce or have an accent. I have a southern accent and say things differently than most people. But yeah, she's apparently upset with the show. How would you say that word?
Applicable.
Okay, you would say it like she says it. Say it. Oh, no, you say it. I don't
like,
know.
You. Like you. I said it like you.
Yeah, maybe it's a thing.
Applicable.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Applicable.
Applicable. Me too. But I mean, I do hear people say applicable.
You know, it's a thing. It's like, for example, if you're from the northern east, you can say advertisement. But I say advertisement.
Totally.
Yeah.
There are different ways to pronounce words.
Yeah. So, envelope, envelope.
Sorry I made you cringe, Deanne. But she's like,
almond.
I don't know anyone says almond.
I don't either.
Yeah, do.
I've never met anybody that says almond.
Colin.
No, don't. I don't need that covering the lines. So Luke Bryan in 33 minutes. So Luke Bryan.
Fast. That's the kind of car you want to drive when you're 16. Fast.
I want to do an extra ICU right now.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So we have a bunch of guys on our show. Ray, our audio producer, Eddie Lunchbox, Mike D, who answers the phones, Matt Overton, who plays in the NFL, who works as kind of an intern in the offseason, and you guys all took a picture with your shirts off.
Yeah.
Like Granger Smith and his buddies did. It was kind of a spoof on their picture, and it's funny. And so I see you guys putting yourself out there.
What up?
For the sake of a joke, you took your shirts off.
Yeah.
And I was reading a bunch of the comments, and I have a lot of the comments.
Oh good. They were really nice.
No, the comments are never really nice. It doesn't matter what you put up. You can say, guess what? Just found $1 million. Donated to charity. Someone will go, why don't you pick my charity? Like, they're never nice. And that's why I don't go over to Facebook. But here you go. I do see you guys. Comment number one from Clunker Dave. Is that a zit on Lunchbox's arm?
Dang.
Where? Oh, no. That's my right arm. It's a growth. It's a scar.
Oh, yeah.
And it got some hair. And it hurts. Every time you hit it, it hurts.
Okay. Yeah, that's not healthy.
You need to get that checked out.
Sure, it needs to be checked out.
For sure.
By the way, my doctor's supposed to call me. He didn't call me yet. I had blood test work done. He said he didn't call me yesterday. I never got a call.
Oh, boy.
I'm freaking out.
I hate it when
they
do that.
For sure, I'm dying. Yeah.
Okay.
Or they just leave you messages and say, call me back. It's urgent.
How about this one? Ooh. Chicken chests get points for bravery for you guys for having your shirts off.
Chicken chests? That's the person that wrote that?
Yeah. Here's one. No.
They're calling us chicken chests.
Man. Here's another one. Did at Bobby Bones Ray give up on his bodybuilding?
Oh.
That's pretty funny. I've been bulking. My muscles are still there. I just have a little bit of a stomach. I mean, I don't have the 8-pack still.
Isn't that what everybody can say?
Like, it's been cold here.
Like, I have muscles. They're just covered by
we've been hibernating.
A layer.
Well, I mean, I've been doing 4 meals. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm trying to lift as much in the gym, so I'm sorry I'm trying to get big and jacked.
I tell you who got the most compliments was Mike D, because Mike D has lost over 125 pounds or so, and it's only the second time he's ever posted a picture without a shirt on. And I know you were self-conscious because you have stretch marks because you lost so much weight, right?
My stomach.
Yeah, and so... But Mike D got the most compliments, like, for being the guy that was in shape the most. But I do want to say I thought it was really cool that... You just took your shirt off and gotten part of the picture, and it's got to feel good, right? Like,
it does feel good, yeah.
Don't let anybody hold you down. Well, like I told you, you're my hero.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
Wow.
What?
That's cool to see that between you two.
My hero. He lost 100. He just was like, I'm just going to change my life.
And he did.
He started walking. And walking turned into jogging. And jogging turned into running. And running turned into eating better. And next thing you know, he lost over 120 pounds. And he's posing shirtless with
you guys.
With the show. Looking better than all of you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's intimidating to take your shirt off in front of us. I know. Be in the same picture with us.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I understand.
That Granger Smith crew, like, there's something about it. They're, like, especially jacked.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, Granger, like, when you're applying to be in his band, is he, like, take your shirt off? You know, like, no, it's, like, you have to fit a certain requirement to be on the road with him.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed because when we took the picture, I thought that we were going to look pretty close to them.
Yeah.
And then now that I see them side by side, we look nothing like them.
No, really nothing.
It's terrible.
We don't have the same requirements here.
There's the ab-to-ab ratio, not
there.
Not there. Mm-hmm. Eddie went to get donuts with kids. And so you order two, one for each of them, right?
Yeah, it was later in the day, so I ordered two donuts. They wanted one each, so that's what we did.
You have a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old. They like same donuts? Are they good?
Yeah, same kind, chocolate frosting on top with sprinkles on it.
Okay.
No big deal. And so I ordered it, and they said, okay, here's your total, and come on through or whatever. So I go to the window, and at the window, the lady says, oh, well, you know what? Today we have a buy one, get one free deal. I'm like, great, awesome. I'll just pay for one. She's like, no, that's not how it works. You pay for the two that you ordered, and I'll get you two extra ones. Which ones do you want? And I was like, that's not a buy one, get one free. And I'm not dumb. I know she was just trying to get rid of donuts because it was later in the day. Like, I'm not an idiot.
What's your beef here?
That she lied to me.
There was no lie.
She called it a buy one, get one free. Why didn't you tell me when I ordered we're having a buy one, get one free? I would have just ordered one donut.
Because they still have to make money. So they, whatever your normal order was, they give you free on top of that. They're not going to say, oh, no, sir, why don't you just buy one and we'll give you one free.
Lunchbox is logical right now.
Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I got frustrated, and I shouldn't be. Like, I know that it was dumb, and my wife even told me to settle down, but I even told the lady, I was like, no, I don't want two donuts now. I want one for the BOGO.
Right, because you have four.
Right, I don't want four donuts.
Yeah, you want two.
I want two donuts.
No, you're
and you said there's a BOGO, but, so I want to pay for one.
You're in the wrong year.
Yeah, I would go back in.
You got what you asked for.
Four donuts?
No, two.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, but you. If had they not said anything, your day would have been great.
Right.
You just got your two and you went on.
And I know
life.
She thought she was probably doing me a favor. You're taking home four donuts. I didn't want four donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted one half price.
I'm with you, Eddie.
You guys don't have real problems. If this is your problem, this is not a real problem. I wouldn't say I got into a fight with my girlfriend last night. It was a minor disagreement.
Uh-huh.
And it was about something. We don't fight about real things yet.
What do you mean by real things yet?
Because eventually you fight about real things.
We've all been together a while now, I feel like.
Yeah, but she's so laid back and she takes my crap.
Okay.
Like, I don't, like, that's what it is. It's not that I'm difficult. Like, I'm a mess. And she just takes it in stride. But here's what happened.
Okay.
And you can tell me, I don't want you to pick sides, but pick a side, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is what happened. So she had finished yoga, and I had a work conference call in the afternoon at the same time. And so she was coming over to my house, and she went by this juice place to pick up a juice.
Uh-oh.
For both of us. And so she FaceTimes me and goes, hey, I got this for you. And it was a juice called a pina colada or something, right? It's like some healthy juice. But I wanted a smoothie.
Hmm.
But she was already back in the car about to drive home. And this place is like 3 blocks from the house, right? And I was like, okay, cool. So I don't want her to go back inside. So I went and got a smoothie after she left. And I came back home with the smoothie, and she was like, why don't you just tell me to go inside? And I just wanted to do something nice for you. And you went back. And so she was upset that I wouldn't just tell her. It was a whole thing, and it shouldn't have been a thing.
Oh, it's totally not a thing. You shouldn't be fighting over this.
That's crazy that you guys are fighting over this stuff. Like, I wish these were the fights I had.
Like I said, it's not a real fight. But she got upset because she was like, I just wanted to do something nice.
Yeah.
And if you would have said, I would have just went back inside instead of you going rogue and driving back to the smoothie place.
Yeah.
And going to get your own smoothie.
Oh, I got you. Mm. I got you. I understand the situation.
This is a tough situation.
Lunchbox, what do you think about this?
I think that you were going to get in trouble no matter what. Because if you told her you weren't happy with the first one and you wanted a smoothie, she'd be like, I tried to do something nice and you can't even appreciate this.
She doesn't yell like that. She doesn't talk like that.
Okay, I don't know how she talks, but I'm just saying how women react.
Oh.
No.
Okay, go ahead.
you didn't want the you didn't want the juice. You wanted a smoothie. So if you would have said that, she would have been mad that you didn't appreciate what she did for you in the first place. So it was a no-win situation. I think you did it right. Just be quiet, go do what you want to do, and leave her alone.
I just felt like I didn't want her to get back out of the car and go back in and have to go wait for 10 minutes for another one. So I was going to go take care of it.
Hmm.
So that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a side.
Lindsay.
Eddie.
I'm going to go with Lindsay.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, I'm going to go with Lindsay. You're being too picky. It was a smoothie juice. Just drink the juice.
Why is it Lunchbox and I always on the same team against you guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, why are we the logical? No, like, no, we're always the logical.
I know. You want a high five over it?
No. I want to touch your hand. I don't know where it's been. Like, of everyone, you don't even wash your hands.
It's not logical. It's not logical that you got in your car and you drove all the way there instead of she's already there.
Yeah. She's already in the car. I just appreciate it.
But she was right there and she's already wanting to do something nice for you. You know, she likes, never mind.
The bad part was, as where it gets a little worse.
What?
Is that I was like, oh, I want to get a smoothie. And so she then made me a smoothie.
Okay.
Why?
As I was coming, because she was like, oh, I knew you wanted a smoothie.
This is crazy.
And then you walk in the door with a smoothie because, okay,
that's crazy.
Yeah. See, you made it way more complicated just trying to go do it. Nah.
It's not. I'm so nice.
Sorry,
you
I'm
both
being
are so nice.
Hey, Lunchbox, she's so nice.
I'm sorry you and I are both.
Yeah, so caring and great individuals.
I get it why you and your wife last now.
Selfless.
You have a big heart.
Yeah. Are you agreeing with Lunchbox? Oh, my God.
If I was Lindsay, I'd be frustrated.
Why? There's no reason.
That's why you're irrational.
Why can't people accept me for who I am? Yeah, you're irrational.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it go.
You're saying Lunchbox.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's irrational.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Luke Bryan in 8 minutes. Unless we decide we don't want him in. Up to you guys.
No way.
Luke Bryan in 8 minutes. By the way, I'm really excited about the birthday gift game that's happening now.
My goodness.
My birthday's Sunday.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've never been much of a birthday guy, but it's turned into a competition between the show members here who's going to get the best gift for me. And I love games. Like, I'm not much into birthdays, but I love games. And it all started with Morgan, our head producer. She's like, I got something for you that you're going to love. And she was kind of bragging about it. And I was like, ooh, never tell someone you have a surprise for them. Just surprise them. But she was like, no, it's that good. And I was like, wow, okay. Well, then Amy goes, well, I got to get in this game. And now Lunchbox is throwing his hat in the ring.
Well, yeah, and the competitor in me is like, man, what am I going to get Bobby? Like, because I don't want to lose, or do I just fold and say I'm not getting anything?
Hey, what's in your heart?
But these people come in here saying they're going to get an awesome gift. I'm like, you know what? I need to show them up. So, Bobby, give me a couple ideas of what you want.
No, that's not how it works.
No, usually you have a birthday list, and
I don't have a birthday list. I don't.
Because these people are trying to make me look bad.
They are.
Amy and Morgan are trying to, you know.
And he's got a little something up his sleeve, too.
Well, no, I just think I'm going to lose. I'm going in knowing I'm going to lose.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah, you're trying to reverse psychology. So now I'm forced to go out and go shopping, you brown nosers.
Now, Monday, I'll tell you who won and I'll rank them all.
Because
Sunday's my birthday. On Monday, I'll rank all the gifts.
All right.
Birthday game Monday morning. That'd be fun. All right, Luke Bryan in 5 minutes. You know, the Raging Idiots did a Luke Bryan parody to Fast called Flask. We'll ask Luke about it if he likes it. If you haven't heard it, Eddie and I are in a band called The Raging Idiots, and sometimes we take on these songs.
Raging Idiots world premiere.
So Luke's coming in a bit. Fake Luke Bryan, you ready?
I'm here and I'm ready, y'all. All right,
we're going to perform it now. We'll ask him about it in a little bit.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Flask.
All right, here it is.
Flask. That's what you sneak into a ball game on a Friday night. Flask. It's camouflage, which makes it your favorite. Flask. Boss man is keeping me at work and I need my flask. Wish I had my flask. Beer at the concert cost $7.50. Good thing you brought in your own whiskey. Got it for your birthday with your name on the side. Front jacket pocket makes it easy to hide. Oh no, it's Saturday. Kid soccer game, could it be wrong to bring it along? Wife says you can't, man. I just want my flask.
Luke's in 3 minutes. Ray, is he here right now?
Yes.
Ah! Batten down the hatches! Luke Bryan's on the way in. Let's go.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, Luke Bryan's here. Everybody say hi to Luke.
What's up?
Hey. It's weird because, like, you are our format's biggest star. Now, but here's the thing. Before you go, oh, shucks, wait. You're here more than anybody else.
Good.
No, here's why. You have so many number ones, and they happen so fast. And so number one week, you go and you do the little, you know, you do the dog and pony show where you go around.
Yeah, where I go tell everybody thank you for making me famous.
So we see you a lot.
I like that.
And you're the biggest star.
See, yeah. If now, so what's funny, now I've gotten the habit, if it's like not every 10 weeks, and I'm like, what's wrong? What's happening? Did a song not go? No, I'm playing. But, man, it is it's an interesting dynamic to be so blessed and have songs rocking up the charts, man. And here we are fast as nearing the top number
one. It's going to be the number one song. It's when
crazy.
Sunday comes around, it'll be another number one for
it's
you.
It's crazy, crazy stuff. So good. But like I said, if it puts me in the room with you guys more often, man, that's fun. It's fun to get by here and hang out with you guys.
You got makeup on?
No, I'm actually like very raw right now.
What makeup do you think he had on?
I'm just tanned up. I've been fishing. Oh, you liking that?
Yeah.
I haven't even exfoliated or anything.
Wow.
Do you have, because you do have to do a lot of stuff on camera, do you have a skincare regimen that you normally wouldn't have?
It's terrible. Like Irish Spring.
What? You're washing your face with Irish
Spring. Like the most, it's like one notch below lava soap.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with Irish Spring. Like you're saying that to me. That's just.
On his face, I just feel like it's going to be a little dry. And, you know, you probably should. Well, for me, I'd be like all worried about the anti-aging, you know, and that's going to dry you up. You know, we're getting older, not younger. Dry skin, wrinkles. You don't worry about that?
I don't worry about that. Do you worry about that?
I just kind of wash my face with whatever's nearby.
Okay.
Like, but the problem is if you have like Dove,
mm-hmm.
and then you wash your armpits with Dove,
mm-hmm.
then you have moisturized armpits that doesn't work.
What?
I don't have to wear deodorant. I don't have like.
Oh, you're one of the. Okay, here's what happens.
What do you mean,
you're you're rich and famous, and no one tells you you stink sometimes.
No, I swear.
That's what it is.
I'm very aware, but if I use like a good like deodorant, like man soap.
You have no deodorant on right now.
Never. You can.
Bring it over here. I'll tell you the truth.
What?
Come
yeah.
on, bring it over here.
Because, like,
I'll smell it.
It's like Matthew McConaughey. Like, no, he's really hot, but he smells.
No, it is not. Like, there's no.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
What?
There is no deodorant.
Give me one more whiff of that.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Guys, I got to tell you, it's pretty clean. Like, it's straight up clean. No deodorant.
No way.
Wow. Dude, it will be that way.
And, fresh.
It'll be that way all day.
Oh, no.
If I use Irish Spring.
But not Dove.
Oh, if you use
a little bit of
some kind of Caress. You remember Caress?
Yeah, I do.
Calgon or like
yeah. Calgon.
Or like if Caroline has like, you know, y'all
something
have all
girly.
These washes with the little micro beads in them.
Yeah.
That are supposed to explode on your skin and attack the dead cells.
Yeah.
Just good old harsh. Dry, make your skin look like chalk soap, and then
that's.
I gotta apologize. I completely said something out of place. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. You smell great.
Good.
Yeah. Do you wax your chest?
I have no. See, I don't have much underarm hair, so I'm lucky. Like I don't.
He does. I can tell you, my nose was just in it. Not a lot of hair.
Like I can't believe you.
You're just like born like so gifted.
Well, I'm lucky to have no chest hair.
Yeah.
I have like one or two.
Well, sometimes chest hair is a little hot.
Yeah, but it's like, I just pull them. I don't even have to, like, I don't even have to do, like, nipplescape or anything.
Oh well, so this weekend, so Sunday.
Can you say nipple?
Yeah, you can say nipple.
As long as it's a man nipple.
What's your thing? You can say female nipple. That's not a big deal.
Okay,
nipple,
just check.
It's not a bad word. What's your deal on Sunday? Because you're hosting the ACMs. Like, do you shave? Do you leave, like, a little bit of beard? Like, do you have a look you're going for?
You know what? I have to plan it out because, like, what's funny is my beard is gradually, like, getting gray. So I'll put some, like, I'll kind of darken my beard up a little bit. I'm not going to go out there looking like Santa Claus, you know. But But I don't really think about it. I will mess up and shave my beard too close, and then you have that post-beard fat face thing. You know what I'm talking about? Where when your beard's covering your face and then you shave it, you look like you're 20 again, but it's a fat 20. So, which, yeah, you got to think about these things. See, yeah, so wherever I lack in thinking about products that I put on my face, I make up by looking after my beard.
You're aware of the beard.
Would you rather on Sunday win Entertainer of the Year, if you had to pick, or host a show?
You know what's funny? It's going into it, and every year that I've hosted, I have been up for Entertainer, I think. And not, maybe not. I guess I have, but man, I am so focused on hosting and knocking that out of the park that, like, I get 1 or 2 minutes to think about, oh my God, the category's coming up. So, so yeah, man, it's 99.9%. Like, the only time when I'm in the heat of the battle of getting the show done and making sure, you know, like, 5 minutes before the category, that's when I go, oh, this is the big moment. So that's truly my mindset going into it, and it has been all the previous years up to this year.
Do you and Dirks run through it many times or separately or together?
We've put more work in this year, and we're starting earlier in the week. We leave out tonight to go start doing ACM stuff. And so, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff planned, and we just want to make sure that we're giving it all we got. You know, you can't, you know, you think you're going to be able to roll in and like, but you always really have to focus on this stuff. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's mine and it's our faces on this show. So we want it to be the best it can be.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Luke Bryan's here. So you're in the middle of this tour too, right? Right.
Yes, we officially just ended Kill the Lights tour in Orange Beach, Alabama, which was bananas, by the way, because it was like, you know, I used to do the Panama City spring break shows, and then Panama City didn't really like 200,000 people on the beach, so we kind of got, you know, we moved on from that. But then we did Orange Beach, Alabama, and it felt like, I mean, it was pandemonium. Like, I just started drinking and playing songs, like, actually, maybe too many. I got off stage last night, and I was like, that go a little long, boys, and all my guys that stand on the side of the stage, like, yeah, you went a little long, boss. Probably should have left them about 20 minutes ago. I think they got a little tired of you.
So now you're starting the next tour, then, where you have, like, all the openers.
Yeah, well, we've been doing that a little bit. Already this year, we've had Brett Young and, oh gosh,
we have 100
Adam
people,
Craig.
We have 100 people opening for you.
I know, which is it's fun, though. It's kind of fun, like, watching, like, we had Adam Craig, and Adam, he has a song that's, like, going, like, literally his first single out right now, and he's out there with me, and it's so fun watching their excitement and watching them. Even Brett Young, who's, you know, already had a big hit, having another one happening. I mean, he was having a blast. So, and then we'll have Lauren Elena.
You have to re-sign them all. I ain't going to put you there.
I think I was going to remember them all.
All right, go for it.
Craig Campbell.
Correct.
Lauren Elena. Seth Ennis. Granger
there
Smith.
There you go. You got it.
Sweet.
It's like all nice people. Like, that's
the
cool. That's,
it's
like,
theme.
I see this, like, Adam Craig knew. I love that guy.
Yeah.
Like, good dude.
Good people. That's what we got to support.
Good people?
Lift up the good people.
Let's see.
We have a no a-hole clause.
Yeah. We used to have that on the show.
I'm tired of it. Good Lord. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of cruddy people that just say, never mind.
Yeah, don't. We're good. You don't need that. Let's just get off that for a second. It's an inside joke.
Yes.
It's great to make an inside joke in front of millions of people that nobody gets except for Luke and I. Yeah. And we're just going to move on.
Oh, that's the thing between y'all is wondering.
It doesn't matter. We've already spent too much time now talking about what... You good?
Fishing.
Yeah. You went fishing.
Taking the boys fishing. I'm in the process of
brainwashing. That's a really smooth transition.
Yes. Yeah. I'm in the process. So I brainwashed my 9-year-old. And now it's very important to brainwash them in the outdoors at a very young age. So now I'm in the process of brainwashing my 6-year-old.
Into what?
To fishing.
What are you brainwashing them to do?
Making him love it.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. When he loves it, Daddy gets to take him. Therefore, Daddy gets to fish. So I got two boys that I have brainwashed. So I'm like, hey, baby, the boys really, really want to go fishing. They have asked me. And they're at the back going, we want to go to the arcade. No, we want to go to Jump Street or something, wherever they jump. But I'm like, no, they want to go fish. No, but anyway. So my 6-year-old is like diehard wanting to fish all the time right now.
Do you have a pond at your place?
Yes.
Do you stock it?
Yes.
Okay, so you can just jerk him out of there, huh?
It's pretty comical.
Wait, what are you stocking?
Just big old bass. No, we grow them, though. We stock them small and grow them big.
Okay.
All right, Luke Bryan.
Doesn't that sound so awful?
I mean,
Luke Bryan, we stock them small and grow them big.
Same could be said about you.
Mm-hmm. That may be a merch t-shirt. There we go.
Or your next song.
Yeah.
Grow them big.
Or it may look small, but it's really big.
That's my motto.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to ask you to be a part of it or anything, but you did give us the blessing on Flask. You did think that was a funny song.
I loved it.
Because people were like, is Luke upset about that?
And I was like, I don't get that stuff is fun. I mean, feel free to ruin all my songs.
Oh,
see, here we go. Here we go. Passive aggressive ruin.
Rurt. No, it was awesome. I loved it. I smiled the whole way through. When you guys take the time to do that,
to respect
them, I'm flattered.
We
honestly
only do songs and artists that we like.
Well, and that can handle the emotional stress.
Not always, because sometimes people come really upset. You've never been upset with one of our songs?
Not at all.
We've had artists get really upset and told us to stop doing it before.
It's flattering. I'm like, because in my phone, what's funny is like, I was down at the beach or whatever, and my phone starts, you know, just blowing up with that, you know, people around here hearing, oh my God, they did a spoof on Fast, and I'm like, first thing I did, I'm like, straight to the computer. And I'm like, oh, and I'm rocking to it. So it's fun.
Were you bummed you didn't think of it first? Like Flask?
You know what? I guess it could have, it could have went that way in the room at any given moment. So,
we're glad it didn't.
Number one.
We made a ton of money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be expecting the check.
Yeah. congratulations, by the way. I mean,
hey,
really,
thank you, guys.
Another one. Another hit.
Unbelievable.
Another award show.
We're fired up for ACMs, and it's going to be good. Vegas.
Are you a gambler?
Terribly.
But you do get out there and gamble?
You know, I used to gamble too much, and then I'd lose money on the first night and screw my whole mental mood up. But what's funny is for years I would get to Vegas for ACMs, and I'd have like a 15-minute window to gamble. Well, when you have a limited amount of time to gamble, it just doesn't go well.
And you got
to
get it all in.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh my God, deal fast, bet big. I'm broke. And then you're mad. And then you got to go host a show. So I've learned to just kind of let the town come to me.
Well, have a good trip. I know you're heading out.
And then Sunday night, man, I do got to tell you. Do I have time to tell you the story?
Yeah, whatever you want.
It's about Charles Kelly. And it's the best story I know about Charles Kelly.
Heck, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
All right, so ACMs are Sunday night. Luke Bryan's here with us. When we left, you had a Charles Kelly story. Charles Kelly of Lady Antebellum in Vegas. All right, give us a story.
Let me get ready for this. So it's awesome. So the whole week, it was two ACMs ago. And Charles, I had a private table, craps table in the MGM that I had like, it's for like billionaires. It's billionaires. And they come in and bet like crazy money. And I finally, after 4 days, and I think when I started at this particular part in the MGM, they didn't really know who I was. And by the end of the week, they had figured out that I was hosting the show and that they thought that they may want to let me have this billionaire's table. So when I find out I get the table, I'm calling up all my country music buddies. Come by. We're going to feel like billionaires. I mean, I was so excited. I get to the table, got everybody coming in. Charles has a dealer look at him funny, and Charles goes off on him. And I'm like, Charles, shut up. You're ruining our moment. I leave. Charles runs me off because I get mad at him. He stays on my table and wins a bunch of money, and that was it. That was my Charles Kelly story, but I can't say what Charles said.
Why was he talking? What did he say to Charles?
The guy, Charles was getting his chips in order, and the guy was like, hey, buddy, are you going to bet? And Charles was like, not in the mood.
Charles is quick and obnoxious at the same time, so he probably popped off.
He did not respond well to that. And here I am. I have been organizing this situation for 4 days. And my first guest, the first interaction with the table and the pit bosses was Charles. And it didn't go well. So bad that I did the whole stop, drop, and roll and got the hell out of there. And I never returned to the table again. And then they had a blast. But it was
a fun time. And won tons of money, obviously.
Charles won. I lost.
Who else showed up? Who comes to Luke Bryan's blackjack table for country celebrities?
Well, some of my songwriter buddies. I got out of there so fast. It was like Charles coming. Darius is always around for, I mean, it's Aldine's always popping in, but then they have blackjack over at Mandalay, so we try to pass and get over there and play blackjack for a little bit, because it is half of the experience of gambling is just BSing with your buddies. I mean, me and Blake have had some roulette moments that were kind of funny. And but gambling with your, because you don't ever really get to hang, you know the deal, you just don't get to hang with them until these few hours in Vegas. So we try to cram it in, lose a lot of money, and get real drunk in a short amount of time.
And have good stories.
But I guess the Charles Kelly thing didn't really pay off like I wanted it to.
Well, because you couldn't tell the whole story.
Because I can't say the actual words.
It's okay.
Because Charles is, he's an animal, by the way.
He is.
A good animal. He's crazy.
Okay, Sunday, ACMs, CBS. I'll see you there.
Yes.
Sunday, you'll have a number one song, This Fast.
It's going to be a good night.
It's going to be a good night. And Sunday, up for Entertainer of the Year.
And then I'll have a craps table designed
for a billionaire. Hit me up. I'll be around.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's on.
Can I borrow some money?
Yeah, is there an entrance fee to this table?
Yeah, like what's a minimal? Yeah.
That was another thing about Charles. Charles goes to Vegas with like a debit card with a $5,000 limit. I'm like, Charles, you are a world-renowned celebrity. You come to Vegas with like a college kid's debit card. I'm like, call your banker, up your limit. Because Charles is like, man, it's slimy. Man, can I need some cash. And I'm like, Charles. So I start giving Charles cash.
Every year. Well, that's his way of just getting free money from you.
Yeah, but he pays me back.
Oh,
but
really?
I'm like, Charles, call your banker, your business manager. But I think he's so scared to run it by his business manager or something. Maybe I need that business manager that I'm scared of. But so by the thing, he's long. Yeah, he's about it's every year. Like this year, if you see Charles go, how's that credit limit? You done maxed out that $5,000 and.
I probably have to. I probably hear about it on the radio. They already know. Yeah. All right, Luke Bryan, good to see you.
Love it. Thank you.
Good luck. Congratulations. All that.
Thank y'all. Thanks for having me.
Tell the family we say hello.
Appreciate it.
We'll come back. Luke Bryan here on the Bobby Boat. We don't even. It's just like you're one of us now. We don't even clap anymore.
Oh, that's good. Like, yeah, he's gone.
No, it's just like, hey, part of our. Okay, we're going to go. All right.
Soon. Yeah, Charles.
Wait.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's this kid, and he goes to high school in Louisiana. And listen, when you come from places like we come from, you don't go to Ivy League schools. Like, this is really not an option for us. And kind of the same thing, and he applied to Cornell. And so he gets his letter back, and his either his acceptance or his rejection. And he's in Louisiana in the small town, and he opens the letter in front of the class. You ready to hear this? Here you go. This is him opening his college acceptance or rejection letter in front of his class.
Yeah!
He made it.
How about that? So
again, I love that support.
They are pumped for him, right? Like, that's just straight up being excited for somebody else.
So cool.
Yep.
Yeah!
That's funny, right?
I got goosebumps.
I mean, that's so weird, because when I got into UTSA, no reaction like that from my classmates. Yeah.
One, did you want to go to college?
Just whatever.
That's why. That's my point.
I mean, it's like whatever. My mom filled out the application. Let's be real. She filled out the application. There was no essay. And at that time, I don't think UTSA was rejecting people.
But you're asking why? Because it wasn't a big deal. Like, anybody could have went to UTSA at the time. And you didn't even really want to go.
I mean, I was just like, whatever, Mom. And she filled out the application. I got in. That's the only college I applied to, though. I was one for one.
Your mom filled out the application.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Even told you that college wasn't for everyone.
They sat me down. They said, look, after high school, a lot of people just work. Not everybody goes to college, and that is just fine. College is not for everyone.
But I absolutely agree with that.
Right. But they were definitely, and I said, I'm just as bad as Joe, who's my brother. And they go, you're much worse than your brother.
Oh.
That hurt.
So when you got your acceptance letter, your family didn't do this?
Yeah!
No, they thought, are you sure you want to go? Like, they thought I was going to flunk out in about 2 months.
And you, well, you didn't.
I mean, 4 years, graduation.
You didn't graduate.
I walked that stage 4 years later.
But you didn't graduate.
Okay, but I got the cap and gown, went up there on stage 4 years later.
I don't know why you just don't.
I've never understood this.
He's like one class short, and he just won't go finish school.
So weird. Why?
It's expensive to fly down to San Antonio and do all that, you know?
No, but at that time, we were 45 minutes out of San Antonio. Yeah. He wouldn't go do it.
Yeah.
Well, you would have to drive there twice a week or something.
Yeah, and I asked if I could leave work early. Boss said no.
That was you, Bones.
No. I was totally cool with them. I was like, dude, go finish your degree.
Well, he wanted him to do it.
If you really?
Yeah.
And the boss said no?
Yeah.
I don't know that was really the case.
But Lunchbox didn't really fight him on it.
No, I think he didn't.
The boss was like,
Lunchbox
was
just like, hey, can I leave work a couple days early? Without even saying really why.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, why? And he's like, okay, guess I won't be finishing school.
Wow.
Because I think he would, had it been explained properly, he would have let him.
Yes. At one point on this show, when I was starting, Jill was an intern, and she was the very first coach I ever had. She was an intern, and she was in school at the same time. I was 21, 22. Mm-hmm. Just graduated college. And she would leave at 8:30 and go to class.
Wow.
That's intense. How we started this morning show. She would just go to school, and I'd be by myself just doing the show. It's crazy, man. We're getting old.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
You know what I'm saying about that, though?
Yeah!
There it is. So the press release just came out. So what's happening on Sunday on CBS is the ACMs, and Luke and Dirks are hosting the ACMs, and a lot of awesome performers, obviously. Like, people performing are people like Reba and Thomas Rhett and Dirks and Carrie and Keith. These are all the collaborations, right? And then they announced the presenters. The presenters are people like Jake Owen, Darius Rucker, Casey Musgraves, Bobby Bones. Wait, what?
Whoa, I see you. Hit it. Hit it. I see you.
I didn't do anything yet.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna
if I go on and do a good job, then maybe we'll
do it. You got announced to make the cut to present. That's huge. That's big time.
Here's the thing. On Sunday night at the ACMs, I will be presenting. I don't know if it's an award. I don't know if it's a band, but I'll be on CBS, right?
So, which is
great, but here's what I'm going to
do.
Because I always got to keep it real with the people that make this show.
You're going to shout us out. I love it.
I will do something, because I always give a hand sign to our listeners that no one else knows about. during the show.
Oh, okay.
And it's got to be like inconspicuous where it can't get me in trouble or anything.
What about scratching your ankle?
What about dab?
No.
Ankle?
That's really obvious. I know.
Yes, it can't be something like, it's always something, because I've done it every single time.
Okay.
And so I figure out what it is. Usually it's like a clench of a fist or something that nobody notices that's actually running the show.
Oh.
Because I can't get in trouble.
Yeah.
So
I'll never get to put back right. on the show. And so as funny as it is, like, oh, scratch your ankle. You can't do that or you don't get invited back. So I'll do something, and it'll be a special shout out to all the listeners, because I wouldn't get to be on these shows if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All the listeners, yes.
And you guys in the room.
Okay, let's say as you're walking out, you take your left hand, you rub the right side of your chest. Like
he already knows what he's doing.
He's
about to tell us.
What I'm going to do is expose. No.
I'm
not. Oh, I thought he said he was trying to think of it. I was trying to come up with it.
No. Well, before on Friday, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right.
Because it's got to be super inconspicuous where nobody notices except our people. It could just be a finger twitch, a special finger twitch. Oh.
I'm so impressed that you remember this while you're up there. Like, I wouldn't think of anything other than what I'm talking, what I'm saying, reading on the teleprompter or whatever. Like, when you do this, I'm so impressed by it.
But don't, because I'm always, because when I'm up there before I walk on, whatever it is, whatever TV show it is, whatever, I'm always like, okay. What can I do so our listeners know that I appreciate them?
Yeah.
And it's so even if it's like I take my thumb and I like thumbs up, a little thumbs up, like beside my hip, that's the thing. So I gotta figure it out. But no, I'm not scratching my – then you build expectations. Like, why don't you put your ankle behind your head? And then we can't do stuff like that because then we don't get invited back. And we want to be invited back.
Okay.
What if you pound your chest like, I'm here?
No, because that's not –
He's not doing anything like that, clearly, because, I mean, now I'm picturing you, like, going on stage, like you're sliding into first base or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
He's going to blink.
No.
I'm here.
Stop it. See? Okay. Anyway, it'll be awesome. I'm very excited to be part of the ACMs on Sunday night.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
So much to talk about. Well, did you guys see the video of the family? And they have an 18-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they were stuck in the elevator. It was at a hotel. It wasn't a big deal. Like, it was not a big deal. And they were like, oh, they'll be out in like 10 minutes. We've called the security people, the people who fix the elevator. Like, don't worry about it. Like, we're good. It wasn't dangerous. It's like a... And they start going nuts and cursing out people and saying they were going to...
What?
A 6-year-old?
No, they're trapped in the elevator. The family of the 6-year-old.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, starts flipping out here. I was watching it on YouTube, and I'm just...
It's scary to be stuck in an elevator, but that's no reason to...
Here you go.
Crazy.
Pull every fire alarm possible.
I am.
There's no cameras, right? No, we're not worrying. It's not your kids. We've been having problems with you people.
You're not doing nothing. Look at them.
Look, he's just standing there.
Yeah, y'all like you were trying.
You can even talk to the kids. They're good. Everybody's good. And they're like, hey, the elevator's cool. And they're like trying to pry it open, and they're yelling at the security. And the security guy's like, we're good. We're standing here. Everything's fine. It's out of control. And I get it. But you have an 18-year-old in there, too.
I was going to say, there's an 18-year-old. If it was just a 6-year-old, I get it. But an 18-year-old, come on.
And the 18-year-old comes out screaming like he's going to... It's a little...
Much.
Much.
Yeah. It looks like a reality show.
It looks like a crazy reality show. But I watched it like 3 times this morning. Here's what the actual... I didn't say... This is what the thing says. A trashy family of tourists overreacted and verbally abused the hotel staff after their 18-year-old and 6-year-old kid got stuck in an elevator for 10 minutes. The family took it upon themselves to break the elevator doors in spite of being reportedly informed that maintenance is on the way and it was no problem. They also threatened to kill the security guard.
Oh, my goodness.
They were.
What's wrong with people?
Why are they gotta be trashy?
Out of control. I just read the thing.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
because they're yelling the F word to people for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they're threatening to kill someone.
Oh yeah, that's a big part too.
Yeah. I mean,
do you want to play Who's This Song About?
Yes.
Yeah. Great game idea.
This is a game idea that Lunchbox came up with, and so I'll play a song, and you tell me who it was about. And how it came up is, my girlfriend put out a record. Her name's Lindsay L, and it's called Worth the Wait, right?
Yeah.
And she, on some other radio station, another DJ sent us a clip of her saying that this song was about me. I didn't say it. I didn't put her on the air talking about it.
One final question, okay? And you've probably been bugged about this for the past couple of weeks, and you're probably going to laugh when I ask you this, but your song, Waiting on You.
Yeah.
Is Bobby Bones the bottle rocket?
He is.
Yes, I kind of figured that.
I was about to say it.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay, there's that. And in the song, okay, there you go. There's a song, and you hear the word bottle rocket. Apparently, I'm the bottle rocket. Waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky. You're a bottle rocket. I'm waiting on you. There you go. Now the motivation. Go ahead.
Not only are you the bottle rocket, but you're the rain, because she's the dry ground, and you're the rain, too. So you're a lot of things.
Yeah. Here's the game. Woo! I'll give you the song. Tell me who it was written about.
Okay.
For example, Waiting on You.
Bobby Bones.
By Lindsay L. Me. Right. Okay. Ready. Number one. Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake. Who's that written about? Amy.
Britney Spears.
Lunchbox.
The amazing Britney Spears.
Eddie.
Britney, B.
Oh, stop it.
Okay.
All right, all right. John Mayer wrote Your Body's a Wonderland. Your body's a
wonderland. My favorite John Mayer song. Your
body's a such a fan.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah.
Early.
This has been disputed a couple times, but it always keeps coming back.
Oh, there's no for sure answer?
There is. I mean, this is who they say it's about. He's denied it a couple times, and he said it's real a couple times.
I'm in for the win. Don't leave me. I'm good.
I love this song.
Yeah. Good?
Yeah, I'm in.
Amy?
Jennifer Aniston.
Lunchbox.
America fell in love with her on Party of Five. Jennifer Love
Hewitt.
Oh,
that's right. Shoot.
Oh, wow.
Jennifer.
How did you know that?
I know everything.
Eddie?
I did one of the Olsen twins.
What?
Yeah.
He wrote that.
No.
He didn't date the Olsen twins.
Who am I
Stop
thinking of?
Right now.
I'm thinking of someone else.
John Mayer didn't date the Olsen twins, you weirdo.
Sure.
All right. How about Ed Sheeran? Don't. Don't. Are you right? That's about. So
cool. I know for sure. Oh,
you do?
100%.
Really?
Yes.
I'm in for the win.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Amy?
Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
Oh.
Eddie, who'd you think?
100%?
Nada.
Oh, shut up. Oh, is that not? No. I heard on the podcast.
It wasn't our podcast.
Not our podcast.
No.
Lunchbox?
No.
Oh, Selena Gomez. No.
Not
that
Selena
was
Gomez.
Great, Eddie.
Eddie, no.
Oh, man, I thought I had that 100.
You have to go listen to another show's podcast to hear about that, not ours.
Yeah.
It was apparently about Ellie Goulding cheating on him with One Direction's Niall Horan.
Yeah.
They all spell their names funny. Niall.
Eddie wins.
No point there, okay, but you got right. A good laugh. Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. Because baby, now we got bad blood. What you write this about?
Easy. No, it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Because baby, now we got
bad blood. Hey, man, I can't take it back. Look where I'm at. Who's I'm in for the win.
What do you mean? That's Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, I didn't know that. Was he was in the original song?
Bad the radio blood? Version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, what do you have? Amy.
Katy Perry.
Lunchbox.
Oh, John Mayer.
No. She wrote Dear John about John Mayer.
Dang.
That was obvious.
Yeah, and Eddie?
I'm so bad at this. Tom Hiddleston.
He was way after.
That was way before that.
No.
Bad Blood's like you're
come on,
I'll
y'all.
Give you one more. Right. Coldplay, Fix You. Lights will guide. Who did Chris Martin write this about?
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
I'm just taking an educated guess. Gwyneth Paltrow?
That's correct. Lunchbox?
Although, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Eddie?
Pretty baller move. Gwyneth Paltrow. He got her.
Yeah, I think he already had her, though.
Oh, he
then.
Did?
Yeah. Oh. I think they break up.
And then he lost her.
Then they're out.
Yep.
Yeah, they're on bad terms.
Yeah, they are. Are they bad terms? No, they still talk.
Yeah, they want us to think they're on good terms.
They didn't even call it a divorce. They called it a...
cohabitation.
What is that?
No, that's when you live together.
Coupling. No, what do they call it?
Decoupling.
Decoupling.
Or something like that. Unconscious. Conscious uncoupling.
That's it.
What on earth?
We just worked all the way through that.
Well, because it's so rare.
She's just a weirdo.
She's awesome, though.
She's like... a super rich, hot. Out of touch weirdo.
Okay.
I still beautiful. Frequent her blog, though. Yep.
I know, but it's like she does like woman part steaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. And I've Googled
and it's
it.
Beautiful.
What?
Weird's not bad. And I always say that. I always say weird's not bad.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm a weirdo.
And there's no such thing as normal.
Right. Wait, what? There's
right?
That's true.
Sure. Weird. When I say weirdo, weirdo is not a good or bad thing. It's just different. If it wasn't a weirdo, new things would never happen.
Correct.
But she's a weirdo.
Exactly.
And she's beautiful.
We would not know about...
Eddie just is in love with her, how she looks.
She's awesome. Right. Like, I just
you
would love to
her
meet her and
steaming?
Hang out with her. No, I'd love to learn more about her.
Dude. She, like, steams her woman stuff.
Well, for what?
It's like a facial, but...
For that. Yeah. I respect that.
Woman steaming, huh?
I like that about her.
All right,
I've gotten to certain places.
Don't Google that. Don't Google it.
What do you guys want to hear? I got the
what
report.
Are our options?
I don't care. What do you want?
Okay, body like a back road. Is that an option?
No, I think it's coming up later anyway.
You just
anyway.
Said, ugh.
What?
Fine.
Okay, I'll just go to, I'll just do a break.
Our song?
Oh, now you want Taylor?
Ooh, yeah. I was going to say Taylor. Oh, Better Man. I guess.
By Pearl Jam?
Nice.
Or no.
Eric Church? Eric Church's version.
Yeah.
She laughs and yes. Says she's alone. Can't find a better man.
Come on.
Dreams and colors and dreams. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man.
This woman goes to jail because she played Ed Sheeran's Shape of You on repeat over and over and over again. Did you guys see this?
I'm in love with your body.
She's gonna spend 8 weeks in jail for noise harassment. Yeah.
I'm in love with your body.
She was sentenced to 6 weeks in prison back in December for breaking similar orders to quiet down. So she got charged again. And they were like, you know what the problem is? But she played for 30 minutes straight as loud as possible. They put her in jail for this.
I'm in love with your body.
Hey, it's a good song, but jail. It's not enough for jail time. You want to hear Amy's remix again?
Yeah.
Oh please.
Yeah, it's so good.
I mean,
it's so good.
So
you
good.
Definitely won't be getting an award for this one.
Dang.
Okay.
Do you want to hear? Wait, I got so many things to play here. Ray thinks that DNCE stole a Raging Idiot song.
No.
Yeah.
Ray, I love this. What is
Let's
it?
Play it.
So, now I'm running out of time. So the Raging Idiots, Eddie and I have a band called the Raging Idiots, right? And we have a song called Every Day is a Good Day.
Every day is a good day.
They have a song called Good Day.
Today is gonna be a good day.
Oh!
That is a ripoff.
That's it.
It's
Let's
not
talk
a,
to the lawyers.
It's not a ripoff. Call our attorneys.
Yes, right now.
They took the exact same words.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
So what do we do? Do we...
We have to be writers on the song.
On their song. I love that.
Yeah.
Love
wait,
it.
But
wait,
you didn't write that.
Oh, forget it.
I forgot about that.
There's no argument here. That's not a steal.
Oh, so it's not a steal?
No.
Today is gonna be a good day. Every day is a good day.
It's the same beat.
What?
It's the same beat.
And the same concept.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same
There's
thing.
Nothing the same about it. There's lots of songs about having a good day.
Dang. But that's like a B-side cut, right? That's
like for them?
Is that a big song?
I don't know. Is that a big song, Ray?
Semi.
All right. Go for it.
I don't think Ray knows. Is that a single?
No, I hear it all the time.
Where?
I hear it on the pop station.
Oh.
Oh, well, then maybe. All right.
So, I'm going to be presenting on the ACMs on Sunday night on CBS. It's at 8, 7 Central. Now I got to go find clothes. And I'm presenting, so I have to look like classy. Or do I do like a see-through suit?
What?
And it's like you only see my box. Like, I'd really try to make a statement.
Oh.
Like, well, I thought you just said you want to be invited back.
I know, but... What if it's so, like, it has everybody talking?
Mm-hmm. Could be edgy.
Like, I go out and I do my thing, and I'm, like, serious about it. But I'm in, like, imagine a see-through plastic, like, rain suit.
Yeah.
And all you see underneath it are boxers that say ACMs.
Wow. That's interesting.
That would be a good little
yeah.
I want to see that twist on things.
Get people talking.
What do you think I should wear? No. I don't have any rules. They just said, you know.
Wait, really? For real? There's no rules?
Mm.
There's no like, hey, if you're
I know nothing. This is what I got a call. I said, hey, we'd love for you to present at the ACMs. And I'm like, are you kidding? I would love to present at the ACMs. We have that in common. It's amazing. I would love for you to let me present. And so that was it. It was like, do your thing.
This is easy.
I don't even know what I'm presenting. Go
White on. Gloves.
You got Raging Idiots gear or Pimpin' Joy gear. I mean, it's easy to promote the brand.
Ooh.
I'm not going to do a commercial.
You can go out like a boxer.
I have it written in my forehead.
Start selling sponsorships.
It says lifelock.com across my forehead. Yeah. With a Sharpie.
That's funny. Not a bad idea, Lunch.
Now, think about it. Maybe what if it's like a, what if I go out like a superhero?
That'd be cool, too.
Oh, a cape?
Cape.
Mm-hmm.
Or Tim McGraw gave me a cowboy hat.
His. What if you go dressed just like Tim?
Yes.
What if I?
People might confuse you for Tim McGraw.
Actually, no, guys, it's not a good idea.
Why?
No, Tim, don't mess with him. He's a good dude.
Oh, Eddie got a chair from Tim McGraw.
He's a good
guy. It's
not
messing. It's compliment. It's flattering when people
imitate
you. I'd
say you dress just like Paisley or something. Like, have your hat bent just like
What if I dress like Al Dean with the wallet
just
chain?
Like Al Dean. Like, even draw his tattoos.
Earl Dibbles. What if I go out and I just do the Earl Dibbles impression as Earl Dibbles?
Yes!
I'm like, welcome to the ACMs! Yay! And everyone's like, wait, what?
Well, everyone would think you're Earl Dibbles. That'd be cool.
I got so many things to think about now. How do I tell our listeners with a hand gesture? What do I wear?
So much to do, so little time.
I know. And it's Sunday night.
Yeah, it's coming up. Got to figure it out.
Need to borrow some clothes?
No. You don't want to talk about it or you do?
Can.
Okay, why? What? But here, this is what happened last night. We have this sheet that all of us, if we see a news story that's interesting, we'll post a news story. For example, one of the things was posted last night, and we won't get into this, but Matt Overton, who plays in the NFL, who works on our show, said he was with Ray, and Ray got kicked out of a bar for being way drunk. Is that true, like, this weekend?
No, kind of false. Bay had to take him home.
Oh, yeah. He didn't get kicked out. He got asked to leave.
Bay was babysitting and said, hey, time for Ray, not Raymond, to go home.
Oh, there's Raymond is the adult producer of our.
Wow.
Ray comes
out it's like
night.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was suggested by Matt Overton to talk about. And I was like, okay, cool. And so we just did. There we go. Check.
Yeah.
Eddie wrote something last night.
I read a story, this article on Lindsay's record, and she talked about her major influence of the record. And I was just, I guess, a little taken away by it because I thought you were the major.
No, I have nothing to do with this. That's why I'm like, I don't want to talk about me in this record.
I understand that. But you have to think that when she was making this record, you were on her mind.
Yeah, record's called Work.
She also cut like 100 songs.
I know. Oh. And this whole article is about the person that influenced her
album. Her producer.
And John Mayer.
And John Mayer.
And I'm like, I kept reading and reading and reading, no mention of you.
No, everybody's got to stop with that.
Okay.
That's why I'm
You
not...
said today was the last day we can talk about it.
I actually said it was yesterday, and you guys kept pounding it.
Oh, okay.
The whole article, and I didn't write the article either. I think Taste of Country wrote it. It was that Christian Bush said, hey, before we do a record, you have to go and remake your favorite record, all instruments. Because she plays so many instruments. And she went and did the entire John Mayer Continuum record, all instruments, all songs.
Which is crazy because that's your favorite record, too.
I know.
Coincidence?
I think not.
And it's on her EP. No, it's a coincidence. It really is, I swear to you.
I know, but no wonder y'all
like each other.
Last night,
we sat up and talked about music for probably 2 hours.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's great. Y'all have that.
We just laid there and talked about music. And it's not even about her music or just – we're talking about music that we enjoy.
That's cool.
But the story was she made the – and I have it. It's not even out.
Oh,
I have the entire John Mayer record that she made. Yeah.
It's so awesome.
But she put one song on it, which is Stop This Train.
Stop this train. I want to get off and go home again. I can't take this speed. It's moving in.
But she did every instrument on the whole record.
So awesome.
I had to try that once, and it was just a tambourine and a hanger.
Oh, yeah. It didn't work.
It was a hanger. And I tried to remake Abbey Road. So that was put up there. I have a lot of things from the list. I also have from the list naming Eddie's chair. Many people sent this in.
Really?
Yes.
So with ideas?
They were like, we should name Eddie's chair because Lunchbox got a chair from Carrie Underwood.
Yep.
Called Cherry Underwood.
Correct.
Correct.
And I was feeling the heat from all this. I'm like, I got my Tim McGraw chair and I didn't name this baby.
And Tim McGraw sent Eddie a chair and that chair is legit.
Legit. I've been thinking about it all day, all night. Yesterday I went home, told my wife about it. I was like, it's so comfortable. You don't understand.
Like,
so,
Carrie and Tim came through for you guys.
Yep.
Yeah,
wait,
just
so
chilling.
What's the name of Eddie's
chair?
Well,
so I was bouncing ideas around with my kids.
Yeah, uh-huh. Wait, okay, give us a few of them.
And so Junior went through his song list and stuff. He was like, well, what about, like, Don't Take the Chair?
Okay.
I mean, we were like, cute. Well, whatever. Hold on, I got one. Chair Indian Outlaw?
No, you're just really struggling.
Yeah, that was Junior's.
Hey, if anyone has any ideas, raise your hand and let us know. Go ahead, Eddie, any more?
Yeah, of course. The Highway Don't Chair?
Yeah, that's funny.
But that's a long name. I mean, that's funny.
No,
that's a long name for a chair.
That again was Junior. Okay. He's good.
Okay, go ahead.
I was more like chair. Yeah.
But these aren't names. Yeah.
I know. I mean, I can do the whole Lunchbox like a Chair McGraw or
you can
like,
do, like Tim
McChair. McChair.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, something like that.
That's
just like yours though.
But that's what it is.
But that's
it's
the
a name. Names are all this like.
For those that are just listening for the first time, we have terrible equipment in our studio. Like, we are, I don't know, it's old. Everything's old. And so we didn't have good chairs. My back was killing me one day, and I was like, I need a new chair. So everybody else hopped on the bandwagon. I'm like, oh, my back hurts. And so nobody bought us chairs. And so we asked artists, and Carrie Underwood sent Lunchbox a chair.
Yes.
Tim McGraw sent Eddie a chair. I'm
a legit chair.
Eddie, it's okay to have the name that's similar to mine.
Think about the name for Tim. We'll come back. If any listeners have
name,
it.
I think.
Call us 877-77-BOBBY. If a listener gives us a great one, we'll give them a prize. We'll give them something.
For sure.
I don't know what we have, but yeah, get in. Lunchbox's thing now is he likes to recreate pictures. You know, he did the Granger Smith one, and he was like, hey, let's all get together, take our shirts off, and remake the Granger. It was a funny idea. But now he's like, hey, Bobby, you should remake the Jay Cutler picture. Now, first of all, have you guys seen his butt
no,
naked?
No, what is it?
I haven't seen that one.
First of all, Jay Cutler's butt naked, and you just see his butt. He's like looking off into the water. His wife took it. Lon Conrad?
Kristen Cavallari.
Okay.
But same TV show.
Okay, I don't know.
The Hills.
Whatever.
Throwback.
So that's not the same. That's not the same person.
Not the same person at all. Nope. Oh
no, Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah.
They look the same.
They both
they
are
got blonde hair.
Blondish hair and from Laguna Beach.
They look the same though, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not crazy.
I mean, not really.
Anyway, so she took a picture of him. Apparently, he wasn't noticing.
They're both white.
Yeah, they're white people with blonde hair. They all look the same to me.
No, Eddie, I don't have it on my computer pulled up. Just
and Lunchbox
it.
Is like, I want you to get naked and take this picture. And
Lunchbox, he probably doesn't see you get naked.
Oh, my. Lunchbox?
No.
I didn't know you were into that.
See, I thought Bobby would put it on his Instagram, and he would get more action on his Instagram than he's, you know, any picture that he's ever put up, and it would be funny. It would get hits.
Would I get in trouble for putting my naked butt up there?
No, that's from Instagram.
Yeah, I don't. Or, I think
yeah, trouble by whom?
Instagram flagged.
Dude, if you had Lindsay, your girlfriend, take this picture, it could be something big. I think he's right.
That's what I'm saying. And so,
I'm not trying to put my naked butt up there. I don't have he's a professional athlete.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
he's a free agent, though.
Yeah,
isn't he?
He just got cut, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's right jobless. Now, he's unemployed.
Right now, you have the upper hand.
He's moving to Nashville.
I'm not. Lifebox, you do it.
Oh, can you imagine?
Dude, why is he being so hateful?
What was that?
What's the difference?
I'm just saying, dude, come on. We already seen you shirtless. We don't want to see your
like,
bottom.
Like, what's wrong
now?
With my butt?
Well, so how come you didn't do that to me?
Yeah,
why weren't you grossed out by the thought
of
me?
Now we know Eddie's into Bobby.
Let's think about
weird why I didn't reacted that way, huh?
Yeah, because with Lunchbox, you immediately went, ah, but with me, you were like.
I picture a lot of hair on Lunchbox.
No, there is.
That's just where my mind went. I was like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see any of it. Like, actually, I don't want to see either of you guys.
Okay.
Oh, now you don't want to see Bobby, huh?
I'm just saying, you're right. It would get some hits on Instagram if your girlfriend took this picture and you put it out there.
Well, mm-hmm. I got to see. I got to wait until after the ACMs because I don't want them to kick me. I don't want them to kick me off the show on Sunday.
Correct. Well, what do you have after the ACMs? Anything big?
iHeart.
I mean.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Country festival.
But is that bad? If I post a picture of here's what I think
no,
about.
It's
here's
art.
What I think about the human body. Why is it so bad?
It's not.
Because it's crazy to me we can watch a television show and watch somebody shoot somebody in the face with a pistol of a crime, mm-hmm. yet we can't see a boob.
Mm.
We all came from someone with boobs. All of us came out of a woman's vagina. All of us.
Wow.
But
all of us have butts.
Okay.
Like, I'm just, why is it so, why, the human body should not be as taboo as it is. We all have them. There's no reason that we that it just shouldn't be out there.
Isn't it more for, I don't know, Eddie, you being a dad, like if boobs are just out there on TV, like, is it like
but
for
we,
kids?
But only because, but why? At the beginning, they're taking the boob and they're eating out of it.
Yeah, but they're not thinking about it.
But
too,
it's because we
it's
make
survival.
Them think that. We make them think it's bad.
It's
so
like
it's
getting
bad.
Dressed in front of your kids. Like after like 3 years old or 2 years old, you don't get dressed
Wait,
in front of your kids.
You don't at like 5 or 6.
Amy's parents did until she was like 11.
Okay, Amy.
Hey, okay.
But you need to live by your own words. You just said a butt's a butt, so put your butt
Take
out
the
there.
Picture.
Boom!
Do
a butt's
it.
A butt if you're not getting in trouble. That's right. Like I do it. I don't want to get in trouble for doing it.
Oh, that's
it.
Gross.
This Bling Ring story, these robbers that robbed the celebrities, is crazy.
Man, they are awesome.
They are Oh, I don't want to say awesome because what they're doing is illegal, but they're stealing like crazy high dollar stuff from really famous people and like leaving notes behind and stuff. Like
really?
Getting in safes.
Is that who
and
just
stuff?
Did this one star? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was like some like actress model. I don't know who she was.
Emmy like, Rossum.
Break
Emmy
into their
Rossum.
Houses.
Something like that. They yeah. they got like $150,000 worth of
that.
Stuff or something.
Yeah, I had a whole thing about it and. And they not only that, they took the safe and they got out. They pulled it out of the safe and like left the safe like just chilling. And they were
wow.
like, got you. If I'm a multimillionaire like these people are, and I know people are walking around stealing houses from all, I'm like beefing up security.
For sure.
Or getting like...
Yeah, but this is Bling Ring 2.0. Because they're not the original Bling Ring. They're,
oh, those were the girls? They
yeah,
made a movie
copycats.
About?
Yeah, they're copycats.
Oh, these are copycats.
The Bling Ring got busted a few years ago
right.
and they got put in prison. And so this is a new batch because those people were 2008, 2009, went to prison. So Bling Ring 2.0 are the ones that are robbing the celebrities now.
Wow.
And Bling Ring 1 were a bunch of like
girls.
Kids or little girls, right?
Like, yeah,
high, school.
Like high school.
Teenage
yeah,
high school girls.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, teenage girls.
That's
but when
crazy.
You say little girls, it's...
or like 21. Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, they're stealing like tons of stuff.
Kevin Hart, Chris Brown, Scott Disick. Black China, Jamie Presley, and Cesar Millan have all been victims.
And then Emmy Rossum recently.
Yes.
Yep. And Alanis Morissette.
I remember when Alanis got, they saw like $2 million in diamonds.
Yes.
Yeah.
And jewelry from her house.
Nicki Minaj had $175,000 worth of jewelry.
How are they
doing this? I don't understand.
Man, they're good.
Okay, it's got to be one of two things.
Inside jobs.
Either they know somebody. You got to find the common denominator with all these people.
Yeah.
That either that's it, or two, they're so advanced on the hacking side. Where they can break into any system with their brains, not their fists.
Mm. Mm, I like that.
So, because these people obviously have home security systems, so they know how to, you know, they're probably those lasers are probably like jumping around them.
Yeah, like
Mission
Impossible.
Yeah. But that's got to be what it is. It's either they're using their brains and they're hacking stuff, or there's somebody that.
Yeah, and that's what it says in the article is that the poor people that or the people that work for them, the gardeners, drivers, the honest, hardworking people usually have the finger pointed at them.
Yeah, I would see if there's like one gardener that does all those houses.
Man.
The one dude.
If there is.
He has a master key.
Yeah, if Michael knows the password to everybody's lock, I'd probably go after Michael and see what he's up to.
Yeah.
What else are you reading over there?
Man, it just says that every celebrity that has been robbed has been out of town. Like their house has been burglarized.
Wow.
So
I would never leave.
Clearly know their schedule.
Man, yeah, they know their schedule. Bling
What's,
Ring
like,
2.0.
Someone help me with Black China. I see her name everywhere. I don't know what she does.
Okay. She was a wrestler.
She was... No, that's just China.
Okay. Okay. I honestly thought she was the same person.
Did she...
She had a baby.
Did she die?
Oh, no, China? I think she did.
China
oh.
did, yeah.
I think she did,
see,
but
I
you didn't
know.
Even know.
I don't know
I didn't
things.
Even know that either. That's funny. You thought that was a wrestler,
yeah,
though.
I did.
No.
Is Black China... What is
Black
she?
China
yeah.
had a baby by Tyga. And then now she has a baby by Rob Kardashian.
Why yeah. do I care about Black China, though?
Because
she's everywhere.
Because
that's
Tyga dates the Jenner girl.
Who is Tyga?
You don't
he's
know
dating
Tyga.
China.
No.
He's
Who is Tyga?
This is all because
remember,
of the Kardashians.
Yes,
okay.
he's dating a
okay.
Kardashian sister, and the brother of the Kardashian brother had a baby by the same girl.
How do you guys have time to know this?
Right.
Guys,
they
this
have
is
a reality
common
show.
Common knowledge.
Yeah.
This is what I learned. I don't learn George Washington facts. I learn celebrity facts.
I don't know who Black China is. Eddie, I'm going to tell you, I think a lot of times when it comes on, I thought that was the wrestler, and I didn't even remember she died.
China.
That's terrible. Yeah. And you know what? Oh, I don't know.
Until now, I didn't even know
What's
that.
Tyga? He's a rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
T-Y-G-A?
T-Y-G-A. Tyga.
Oh, it's
Tiger.
Oh,
I know one of his songs.
She's a model and entrepreneur, Black China.
She looks like
She's
a doll.
Video vixen.
Yeah.
Is she hot? Like model hot?
It
like,
depends what you're into. It
depends what you like.
if somebody ever says that, the answer is no.
Yeah.
No. I mean, like,
sure.
Is she, like, model hot? Like, way too thin?
No. She's curvy.
She's got a booty rocking everywhere.
Yeah. She probably has... The Kardashians, I don't know. I think they all have those
fake
Miami butts. Implants.
Yeah, I think they're all fake butts.
Wow. Yeah.
Here you go. There's Blac Chyna.
She
got,
see?
Wow, yeah.
She's a video vixen.
I don't know her.
Stop calling her a video vixen.
That's what she is. She's been in a lot of rap videos. That's what she's famous for.
With Tyga.
Hold on. Here's the Tyga song that I know.
Okay.
Rack City.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know this song.
City. Rack City.
Rack City.
But did they go Trick in the edited version?
Rack City Chick. Rack City Chick. 10, 10, 10. Hunter, Chick. Chick. Hunter, Chick. T-T-Raw. You don't know who you with. Got my other chick hugging on my other chick.
And that's Blac Chyna's brother.
No, ex-boy. They used to be together.
Yeah, they had a baby together.
I have no idea.
She met Tyga in 2011 at the Fame Tour after party with Chris Brown.
So she got robbed.
No.
Blac Chyna did.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Blac Chyna
remember
did.
What we're talking about?
I thought we were. I forgot what we were talking about. I'm just into the celeb facts.
Chris in Austin, Texas. Eddie has a chair given him by Tim McGraw. We're trying to name it.
My suggestion would be Timmy Cherry.
I don't understand. Why Timmy Cherry?
Well, Timmy for Tim McGraw, and then Cherry, obviously, for the chair. Timmy Cherry.
I'm not feeling it.
Let's vote. Everybody says yes? Everybody says no?
Aye.
Okay. I'm going to stay out of the voting, let you guys vote.
Oh, nice.
I just appreciate
nice and safe for
I just appreciate the callers calling in.
No, I did too.
Yeah, you made us vote.
Yeah. Ashley in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Hi, Ashley. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what do you think about this chair? Because Lunchbox has Cherry Underwood given him by Carrie Underwood. What do you think?
Yeah, so I was thinking since yours was given to you by Tim McGraw, you could do his wife, Faith Hill, but if the chair is comfy, then you're going to chill in it. So Faith Chill.
No. I mean,
I kind of like the direction, but I'm not sold on that name.
Everybody, yes or no?
No.
No.
No. I mean, it's not bad, though. No. I like the direction, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it is from Tim, not Faith. Faith Chill.
But isn't it all the same?
Yeah.
No.
It's okay, you can name it whatever. Yeah.
No. I would have had a Faith Hill chair.
Does anybody have any suggestions?
Man,
I just got a text that said the red rag top.
Oh, red rag top. Because it is red.
Is it red?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm maroon.
It's my room.
Oh, I'm color red. Like crazy.
Yeah. I mean... I don't know. I'm not sold on that one either.
So we don't have a name for it still.
No.
What'd you say earlier, Bobby? Tim McChair or something?
No, I didn't say anything.
My best friend.
Chair McGraw.
I thought about that.
I'm trying to
think. Jerry Thompson.
Don't take the chair.
No, yeah. I'm not. I'm just trying to come up with names that he says in a song.
Take Jimmy Johnson.
Hey, what?
Jerry Johnson.
I don't
know. Oh, I thought you were saying.
But we need to hurry up and come up with a name because Cherry Underwood's getting jealous all the attention it's getting, so...
Why would it be getting jealous?
It's cute. Cherry Underwood's cute.
This is perfect. Cherry Underwood's perfect.
Yeah.
Because it rhymes with Carrie. It's a chair. It's just perfect.
Some listener was getting mad at Lunchbox. They're like, you didn't invent that name. I told you that name.
I never said I invented it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so that a listener came
no,
up with that?
I invented
yes.
it.
And
Bobby said it on air. I didn't say anything. And I never even named
a
it.
A listener messaged me and said, give him crap about it.
Lunchbox had nothing to do with it.
Oh, I forgot.
Like, not in a good or a bad way, but they were listeners. I hate people bust on you, dude. You're my dude.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even trying to take claim for the name. Bobby
it.
Said it on
that's
air.
That's my dude
like,
over there.
That's a good name.
Like, we relate at so many levels now.
You get out of here. No, you don't.
He was the only one today I was talking about fighting with my girlfriend that was sticking up for me.
The only one. Now he's on your side.
Dude, now
okay. I still am on Lindsay's side,
whatever.
Yeah, me too. I'm on Lindsay's. Before...
Yeah, Team Lindsay.
Yeah, Team Lindsay.
Yeah,
I'm that topic.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Right. One of Amy's friends was. Is having a baby-mate-cation. and they were putting it on Instagram.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they hashtagged it.
Hey, what?
A baby like, make-cation.
No. Yeah.
Oh, like you're supposed to make a baby on the vacation.
That's what they're doing.
I like it.
Posted a picture of her and her guy, and they're finally going on vacation. They're like on the airplane taking off, and it hashtag baby make-cation.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, TMI.
Yeah.
Guys, we're adults. Why do you, when they're together, you know what they're doing.
Exactly,
this guy's yelling, we're adults. 5 seconds after he goes, make it baby.
I mean, it is awesome. I mean, they're just advertising it to the world. Like, hey, we're going to, you know.
Is that a thing? A baby vacation?
Yeah, baby moon.
Yeah, they're getting away to.
No, baby moon's not the same thing.
Yeah, they go to try to make a baby on the vacation. That's the same thing.
I thought a baby moon was after the baby's already in your belly and you go on a vacation.
Yeah, I think baby moon's something different.
Yeah.
Mm.
Eddie, look
at. I haven't heard of any of those.
Look at baby moon.
Baby moon is when you're pregnant and it's the last vacation you take before you have
the baby.
Okay,
that makes sense.
You know why we don't know this stuff? Because these are rich people things.
Like, you have to take a vacation to make a baby. You can do that for free.
Yes. Like,
that costs no money.
Yes.
Yeah. But I guess maybe because life is hectic, scheduling, and sometimes it's hard. So I guess they had to like put it on the calendar. We're going to take our baby vacation.
And it's added romance when you're on vacation. It's just like you're in a different spot. You're getting a little wild, trying to get creative. I mean,
because I think based
it's so creepy, dude.
I know, it's so
creepy. How is that creepy? But guys, it's grown up adult stuff. Amy, when you go on vacation, you don't try to baby make eight?
What?
I mean, come on, you baby make eight it? I mean, like when you're on vacation with your husband? I mean, that's what we do.
I think it's the point of just writing it on your thing. It's like, it might as well be like hey, everybody, here's a picture of the beach and we're having sex.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's fine because you get tired of people saying, when are you going to have a baby? So they're letting you know, hey, we're trying to have a baby.
But if you're doing that, people are also asking, hey, are you pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
You went on a baby vacation.
Yeah,
well, you're
going
to have to wait a couple because I got to wait for the stick. Because oh they're not going to know immediately.
Yeah, pee on the stick.
Yeah.
Does baby vacation? Hold on. Does it make you feel comfortable or uncomfortable? Everybody good with it or no?
I'm super comfortable.
I was uncomfortable.
So gross.
I'm a little uncomfortable too.
Yes.
I'm just like. Mm.
Like you don't have to tell us.
Like, I don't want
to
know.
Because then all of a sudden I'm like, well, wait, did they like really plan this out? Like, did she look at the calendar? Is she ovulating? I have so many questions, and I don't need to be thinking about that. I don't need to be worried about if
you need to be worried about their status.
Right. I don't need to stress myself out with whether or not she is ovulating.
I'm gonna see if that's a thing. Baby makeation on.
It has to be
copyrighted if it is.
Her thing, I can show you the picture with the hashtag. Anyway, yeah. Other people have hashtagged it, and I saw like there was alcohol. But she put a dash. You can't put dashes in hashtags or it won't work all the way.
Oh, that's true.
Duh, people. Yeah.
True. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. All right, thank you to Luke Bryan for stopping by the show today and being with us for about an hour and sticking his armpit in my face and. It was just a whole thing. Talked about his beauty regimen. You can hear it back. Go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Go to BobbyBones.com. Lots of pictures. So there's that. Luke's hosting the ACM, so see him in Vegas. And I get to announce this morning that I'll be a presenter at the ACM Awards on Sunday. So that's exciting because it's like real people and me. Like I'm by far the least popular and known of all the presenters. So I'll be in a suit, and I don't know if I'm doing a band or an award or what I'm doing yet, but I will be on CBS on Sunday night. So that's really cool, and tomorrow's going to be really cool because Lady Antebellum's going to be in tomorrow. Friday's going to be really cool because Dina Carter's going to come in.
So much.
And it's 20 years after her record with Strawberry Wine on it.
Oh, yeah.
Did I Shave My Legs? Because also she's going to come in and play Friday morning, so... Man, it's going to be crazy. Crazy. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you being part of the team here. We'll see you tomorrow on the show. The Bobby Bones Show.